That's right. We come here, we have church.
Amen.
I leave here, I feel good.
Yes.
In the morning, I feel good.
Yes.
Can't wait to get here again.
Yes.
See, we are doorkeepers. Huh? People that's coming through that door, huh? We are the doorkeepers who show them the way. Huh? We teach people the way.
Yes.
We try our best to tell them. See, everybody, see, God is our, for the, Jesus is our, he's our door, huh? But he's something else, though. And, Jesus is our destiny.
Yes.
Why we have to worry about what's going to happen to me the next day, what I'm going to do, or how I'm going to be? Why? Jesus already knows.
Amen.
Jesus already knew you was going to be in an accident, Kathy. Huh? He knew before you had the accident. He already planned that he was going to save you and make sure you didn't get hurt.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right. He put his blood around you and he covered around you and he hugged us. Huh? He knows everything about it. That's not my message today. The Lord just messing with me. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Hallelujah. He knows everything about you. Every strand of hair, I always tell you, in your head. He knows every number in your head.
That's right. That's right.
By number.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4. Each one.
Yes,
uh-huh. So why worry? Thank you, Jesus. I'd rather be a doorkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that scripture. I grew up with that scripture.
Amen.
I first got saved. I heard that. I said, that's what I want to be. Just a doorkeeper. You know. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to be with Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to get to my real message now. Y'all got that, huh?
Yes.
That thought was just with me. It's just I had to dwell on it.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Clean life. Living a clean life. That's what God wants us to be.
Yes.
The message in Revelation, I want to read this scripture in Revelation. Just a little scripture. It's Revelation 22 and 11. Verse 7 says, behold, I come quickly.
Mm-hmm.
In my books, that little passion is in red.
Red.
Y'all was in red?
You know what
that means? That means Jesus was actually talking.
That's right.
To John.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. And down in the 11th verse, it ended up and it said, and he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. Behold, I come quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen to this. And he, huh, which is filthy, let him be filthy still.
Yes.
And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still.
Yes.
And he which is who?
Holy.
Let him be holy.
Yes.
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give, huh? Every man and woman, thank you, Jesus. When he said man, I mean woman too, child, according to his works, huh? What shall be? Thank you, Jesus. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first. And the last.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all hold on to that little bit right there. I got some scriptures over here in Mark, the 14th chapter. Mark 14 and 62.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
They asked him a question. Thank you, Jesus. The priest asked him a question. He said, but he, I'm on week 61, but he held his peace and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said unto him, art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? All right, now 62 said, and Jesus answered, I am to them. You notice about the I? What's the matter with the I?
Capital.
It means just one.
Mm-hmm.
I, thank you, Jesus. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Clouds of heaven. Y'all catch that? Does that confuse you? Who's the Son of Man?
Jesus.
All right. Who's the? He says, you see him come where?
On the right hand of power.
On the right hand of power. Now, what do you mean by the right hand of power? The Word of God. Huh? The Word of God is the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's Jesus? Jesus is what?
The Word of God.
Let me go back to that, okay? And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power. So that makes him what? He's sitting there what?
God.
Huh?
He's
gotta
be God.
See, the Bible said, in the beginning was a what?
The Word.
You can't change that, huh? You can't change that, huh? And the Word was what?
With God.
And the Word was what?
Was God.
St. John 1. Let's get it.
St. John
1. One God. Come on, come on. St. John 1.
You
say, in the beginning, what?
Was the Word.
Everybody say, was the what?
The Word.
In the beginning was the
Word.
So when was the beginning? When he spoke it. Spoke it here on earth. Before the earth was formed, huh? Before the earth was here, before the heavens was here, before Venus and the stars and everything, the universe and everything was here, huh? He spoke the Word, and then the earth popped up.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning was the what?
The Word.
And the Word what?
Was with God.
Was with God, huh?
And the Word was God.
What's that saying?
The Word is God.
The Word is God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So it said, and ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power. So the right hand of power is what?
The Word of God.
The Word of God.
Yes.
So the Son of Man is who?
God.
So he's sitting on the right hand of power. Huh? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was?
God.
With God.
And the Word was.
And the Word was God. How could somebody be messed up with that? That makes Jesus who?
God.
Who?
God.
That's only how many gods you got?
One.
Wait a minute. Wait. Jesus. Word, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Huh?
One.
All of those is who?
God.
It's Jesus.
Jesus.
And Jesus came down on the earth as the what? That's right. But his flesh was the what?
Word of God.
Word of God. So now we understand that Jesus is who?
God.
You can't see if somebody, if the people would let you, if God is taking me this way, if the people would just let you explain something to them, most of them won't let you explain nothing to them. And once you explain it and show it to them, they get it. Light turn on. Oh, I understand that now. There's only one God.
One God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right,
the power of God is what?
His Word.
His power came where?
Uh-huh.
He was sitting on the throne, sitting on the right hand of power. Does that mean for him the power to come where? He came, he left home. Huh? He left his right hand of power and came down. Mark 13, 31, I'm going to start. The message is, now that we know that Jesus is God, huh? All by himself, and there is no other God before him. No other God. Self-existence, huh? Everywhere. Omnipresent, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. Because
yeah.
He's a what?
Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit gave him that power to be everywhere. 32. 32. I might start at 31.
What was the chapter?
Mark 13. Yeah, now we know we have no, we're not confused in no manner. Everybody in here understand that Jesus is God?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
You don't have to worry about somebody saying nothing different. Huh? You got it?
I got it.
Said, the 31st verse said, heaven and earth shall pass away.
Uh-huh.
But my word, you hear what he says?
Uh-huh.
You hear what Jesus says? He said, but my word, what?
Shall not pass away.
Now you see why he's a word? Huh? My word. He just stood right there and said, I'm God. But they didn't get it. Huh? They didn't get it. Even his disciples still messed up. You know, they didn't understand it. He said, but my word shall not pass away. What I say is going to happen. Heaven and earth will pass away.
Yeah.
Nothing left. But my word is going to come. It's going to be sufficient. Huh? It ain't going to go out and come back void. No, it's not. When I speak, it's going to happen. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all got that?
Yeah.
But of that day, huh, and that hour, knoweth no man.
No.
No, not the angels which is are in heaven. Neither the Son, huh? But the Father. See, that'll mess people up right there. That'll mess people up. Right there. That little verse will mess people up. Now, wait a minute now. It said neither the Son knows. So how could you say Jesus got to be separate from God? Huh? Messed him up. Huh? Y'all catch this. He said, not even the Son. But what? But the Father. First of all, the Son is telling us that he's coming. But they didn't mess up. Just one little thing in his son will mess him up. Jesus said that because it was true. You know why? Not even the Son know. I'm gonna show now. Y'all get this. The Son is the Word of God, right? He's the Word. Jesus is all Word. Nothing else. All Word. His flesh, everything about Jesus was all Word. But the conscience of God. When Jesus said, I cannot speak of myself, but of him that sent me. The word of God can't speak until God think it. The conscience of God. You have a conscience, don't you? The conscience of the Father. I put it like that. The thinking of the Father. Alright? Think it, and then the word, speak it. So therefore, the word of God don't know the conscience of God when he's going to come. The conscience of God, huh? The thinking part of God, think it, huh? And the word, who is Jesus, huh? Cannot say nothing until the thinking of God get it through.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was hard. Huh? That's what he means by not even the Son knows. I can't speak unless my spirit tell me to speak.
Uh-huh.
Okay. See that? When God thought about this earth, when he thought of he had to think, he had to fabricate how it's going to look first, huh? And think on it, right? And then he spoke earth. Huh? Which is his word. Jesus is the word of God.
Yes.
Huh? And the word of God is who is what?
God. It's God.
Is God. Uh-huh. See, you made up of a conscience. The word of God is Jesus.
Yes.
Huh? The conscience of God is
the Father.
The thinking.
The thinking.
Of the and then what come after the thinking?
The word.
So that makes the word of God who?
The voice.
The voice, the sound.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it, the sound.
Yeah.
See, when you speak, when you think of something, you if you keep your mouth shut, then nobody gonna know what God's gonna say.
Right.
But once you open your mouth, that's your sound.
Uh-huh.
See, Jesus made us just like him. Did y'all catch that?
Amen.
He made us just like him. He gave us a mind to think, a conscience, and then we think, and then we speak it. Y'all got that?
Amen.
So that makes Jesus who? Just say God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what he meant about not even the Son know when he's going to come. Did we get that part already? Huh? Heaven and earth shall pass away? Huh?
Yeah.
What did it say? It says, but that day, and that hour,
no man,
not the angels in heaven. Now, see, the angels in heaven don't know. They don't know. See, they get the conscience, spirit. They get the spirit. And say, what? Not even angels which are in heaven with God right today. They don't know the day when God, Jesus, needed the Son. And so God said, okay, I'm coming. I'm here. When he said, when he come in the sky, on the day that he's coming to take the church away, and say the Bible says he's going to shout.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? A great noise going in. He's going to shout.
Yes.
That shout is the voice who is Jesus, sitting on the right hand of power, the Son of God. Huh? Got that there?
Yes.
That's what he meant.
Yes.
Jesus. The Word of God don't know when God is going to say, okay, I'm here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's that you. That gives you a strong, just a bond with Jesus, that you know who Jesus is.
Yeah.
Jesus is the only name that we know that God have gave us to be saved, to make it. When I want to talk to God, I call him by his name, Jesus.
Yes.
When I get in trouble, call the name Jesus.
Yes.
Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Some people like to call God, oh God, or God this. I like to call God Jesus. He gave me the right to call him by his name.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He got rid of us, the priesthood. I don't have to go to no priest to get to God. I do not have to go through the pastor to get to God. The pastor don't have to come to me to get to God.
Amen.
See, that's the misunderstanding that the world has today. Huh? You can talk to Jesus yourself. He fixed that.
Amen.
See, he had it the old way, and it's not the message. The Lord is just taking me. He's just taking me. This is the old way. He put a man in the middle, called a middleman. Who was that first middleman?
Aaron.
Y'all got that?
Amen.
Come on now. Aaron was a middleman between God and humans.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, God, he eliminated that.
Yes.
He came down and died.
Uh-huh.
The sacrifice.
Huh? Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He fixed it where you could talk to me yourself.
Amen.
And trust me.
One.
Trust me. When you talking to Jesus, and at the same time when I'm talking to Jesus, in the same time Kathy's talking to Jesus, in the same time Sister Carolyn's talking to Jesus, he hears each and one, every way he missed a beat. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He fixes that individually, you could go straight to him.
Yes.
Past the middleman. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Huh? Bypass. Go straight to goalie. Huh? Straight to Jesus. He's there. The unsaved could go straight to Jesus. They can talk to Jesus too.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But I am more closer to Jesus than they are.
Yes.
I am of the family.
Yes.
I'm a sheep.
Yes.
Say, I'm a sheep.
I'm a sheep.
Thank you, Jesus. You know Jesus is going to hear you.
Amen.
We've got to understand sometimes we worry him about stuff that he don't think we should have or need. But he'll still give it to you.
Amen.
You might come out and say, Lord, if you hadn't gave me that, I would have been all right. Oh, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, he'll answer you. Thank you, Jesus. You might suffer the consequences afterwards. Mr. Well, I don't want to do that again, Jesus. Talk to Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. He said, not only the Son, not even the Son know when God, the Spirit, the conscience of God is going to say, come on, people. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Take heed. Here it comes. Watch. Come on, say watch.
Watch.
And pray.
And pray.
Thank you, Jesus. For ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as what?
As
man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servant.
Who's the servant?
Us.
We the servant. He left his business with us.
That's right.
And his business is to help others get saved.
Amen.
We the doorkeeper. This is our job. God didn't save us to just be saved.
Amen.
He saved us to help others.
That's right.
To be saved.
Amen.
Our job is to tell people and preach to each and one of us to let us know that Jesus is coming in the cloud. He's coming to receive us what?
To
himself. He said it. It's in the Word of God. He's coming back to zap us out of this earth. Beam me up, Jesus.
Yes.
Well, it's going to happen. It's getting closer and closer and closer and closer every day.
Amen.
Every day it's getting closer and closer and closer. People do. See, the only reason why people is doing what they're doing in the world, they got nothing happening. Ain't nothing happening. It's nothing. As long as everything is smooth, every day to get them going to their job and living any kind of way, nothing happening, nothing serious happening. As soon as the earthquake happened, oh Jesus, in the morning when I rise, thank you Jesus. Hurricane come and tap everything. Oh Lord, you spared me. Thank you Jesus, last 6 months. Six months, nothing happened again. But see, it's nothing happening to make people to watch. Jesus didn't tell us to just watch TV. He wasn't telling us there wasn't no TV when he was said that. Thank you, Jesus. He was telling us to watch. Watch what? What was that? What do we supposed to watch?
The signs.
The signs. He left us signs to show us. I ain't going to tell you nothing. I'm not going to tell you when I'm coming to the cab. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Well, he had a reason for that.
Wait till
he ain't come to September 31st. I don't have to do everything I want. Till
the 29th.
Yeah, 29. I got to the 29th.
Yeah.
That's why. Thank you, Jesus. He ain't here to tell his word.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Y'all following me?
Amen.
It's coming. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh. As at what evening? At midnight? Or what? And where?
Or in the morning.
Then it says, lest what?
Coming suddenly.
Suddenly?
Find you sleeping.
Yeah.
Not doing what you told you.
This is the message that God left. Jesus left this message to us. He wanted everybody to know, I'm going to sneak on you. I'm going to sneak on you. But when I sneak on you and find you in the state that you're in, you got to stay in that state. Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
You're going to stay in that state. Thank you, Jesus. See, the world is constantly looking for the UFO.
Yeah.
They're looking for the Martians to come down. They claim that some of the Martians is already down here on Earth with us. But I'm not looking for no Martian.
All right.
And I ain't looking for no spaceship.
Amen.
I'm looking for somebody that's coming in the clouds.
Right.
Huh? Right. And that person, he ain't coming in no spaceship. Jesus don't need no spaceship.
Amen.
Huh? Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Huh? When he left here, he left in his own ship. What ship was that?
The cloud.
A cloud. He went up and he sat on the clouds. And like matter, he's going to come back on the cloud. And he's going to shout.
Shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, now.
Dead or alive, Brother Ted. He's coming for the dead or alive. Did y'all catch that?
Yeah.
So who going to rise? What?
We
ain't going to cheat nobody out of nothing.
All right.
They're going to hear God first.
Yeah.
And come out of the ground, wherever they're at. They're going to come, wherever they're going to come from, they're going to come out. Thank you, Jesus. Us that's standing up here, say, says Jesus in the morning, huh?
Yes.
We're going to join them. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
And what's going to happen after that?
Going to meet the Lord in the air.
In his spaceship?
Ever.
Huh? Flying saucer?
Ever.
We're going to fly up.
Ever be with the Lord.
We're going to fly up and do what?
Meet him in the air.
We're going to meet him in the air and do what?
Forever.
What are we going to do when we meet in the air? How is he going to take us back?
On
the cloud. Huh? We're going to go up. See, we preached it. Nora preached for how many years? It's going to rain. And the people won't listen to him. They ain't never saw no rain. They laughed at him. What, he crazy. He on something. He got some berries out there he eating and he just drunk on something. What are you talking about? Ain't no rain. We ain't seen no cloud. Rain? Huh? I'm going to tell you something. When it was time, the first drop of rain, huh? He tried to shut the door. He couldn't shut the door. He couldn't. So who shut the door? God Almighty.
Amen.
And once he shut it, it's closed.
It's closed.
And it started pouring down raining.
Yeah.
It's the same thing when Jesus said he's coming back. The angels say he's coming back in like manner.
Yes.
Jesus said he's coming back on the right hand of what?
Power.
His word. Yes. He left here as his word. He's coming back. As his word. Thank you. But you're going to, we can actually, you know, you see those pictures, you know, around come for Jesus. Whenever I'm in a thrift shop, you know, where I go, somebody says, oh, I like that Jesus picture. I ain't no, I said, that ain't Jesus. I said, that's a white man with a beard. I said, oh, I do. I tell him. I just tell him. The disciples know how Jesus looked. Everybody that was there that saw Jesus, they saw how Jesus looked. Huh? Down through the years, I had to die off. They forgot how Jesus looked.
Yes.
But some man, huh? I done seen three or four people talking about, ooh, that's a Jesus picture. That's a Jesus picture. No. We gonna see Jesus
as he is.
Just like he was here on earth, the face he had, he gonna look just like that.
As he is.
Mm-hmm. He told, I think it was Philip, Thomas. Yeah. One day he told him, Don Thomas, and Thomas said that you my Lord and my God.
My Lord and my God.
Uh-huh.
And my God.
But Jesus said, blessed is the one that haven't seen me.
Uh-huh.
Huh? But yet believe.
Yeah.
I believe that I'm going to see Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm going to not only see Jesus, huh? And you got to have this faith, and you got to hold on to this faith until it kills you.
Yes.
You got to hold on to it. You're going to see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Exactly the way he left here. He's coming back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Did I read that Luke 21:36?
No.
I was getting to that. Mm-hmm. 36. Thank you, Jesus. I think it's the one I want. 34. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with satiety or eating and drunkenness. Carousing, staying partying all the time, and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unaware. For as a snare, shall it come on all them that dwell in the face of the earth, whole earth, everybody. It said, watch ye therefore and pray. Always, huh? That ye may be accounted worthy to what? To escape all these things that shall what? And to stand before who? Who's coming?
Jesus.
On the right hand of power. His throne, huh? is going to be there. Huh? When he comes, his throne is going to be there. Thank you, Jesus. The power of God is going to come in the midnight hour. I don't know that. I'm just saying that. It could be the midnight. It could be noonday when you're eating your lunch. It could be when you're in the shower. Huh? Anything. We don't know. And when it happens, it's going to be so fast that we got to make sure that we don't what?
That he comes unaware.
We can't be what?
Overcharged.
Come on. And what? And what? And
cares of this life.
Uh-huh. And then it said who?
So that they come upon you unaware.
You hear that? We have to give up this world. We got to go to work. Huh? Man done made us so, we all slaves. You know, when you said the black folks were slaves. They got bored with that, but Ted, they made all of us slaves.
Yeah.
Don't make no difference. When we go to work in the morning, we're slaves to the society that we live in.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what it is. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. They get us bound with stuff, you know, so we got to be careful that we can't get entangled. That's some things that you must have. Because Aaron, man, I'm telling the glory, I ain't going to go out to Alaska out there in them weeds with them bears, woods, no electricity, no toilet, no running water, no hot water. I said, "Glory, we need to try that." Glory looked at me, she gave me the look. I said, they don't have the world, they ain't got no bills, they ain't got no PG&E, something. Lord gave me the look.
I said, don't even think about it.
I need some electricity. Thank you, Jesus. I said, I can't imagine myself being out there, way out there, in the snow. With no direct TV, excuse me. What do they do? Huh? We caught up with this stuff, you know. We spoiled. I'm spoiled. Cause I ain't gonna take no cold shower. No. Thank you, Jesus. So those are things that, you know, we need. You know, I don't need direct TV, but I gotta see my shows. We may as well go ahead and admit we spoil. Sell your car and walk everywhere you go. You and Evie, it take us 3 days to get to her job. In 3 days to come back home. No, I don't think so. They run out of gas, we're going to be messed up. I don't know how to do anything to a horse and a buggy. I tried that. I tried riding a horse and fell off of it. Thing took off. No. Put me in my car. Thank you, Jesus.
Let the horses stay under the hood.
That's right. 400 horsepower. That's right. These are things that we, you know, we made ourselves adapt to. But the other things of the world, the wicked stuff of the world,
yes,
the sins of the world,
yes,
the corruption of the world, that's the stuff that you don't want to be caught with. Then who comes? Don't get entangled. It say right here, over here, to be careful. What it say? Over here. The cares of this world. You got to be able. You can be saved, huh? And have things of this world that you need and got to have. But God, the Bible said, don't be what? Huh?
Don't be overcharged with.
Be, in other words, be ready to drop everything.
Right.
When Jesus comes, you want to drop everything. Wait a minute, Jesus, wait a minute. I got my money in the bank, I gotta get this first. Huh? Wait a minute. Huh? Wait a minute, Lord, wait a minute. I did somebody wrong last week, I gotta get that straight. This is what Jesus is telling us. Watch, therefore, watch ye, and pray. You can pray without even making a sound. Huh? You can talk to Jesus without even making a sound. So it's to watch and pray. Who? What are we watching for?
The coming.
We're watching for Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong now. I'm not telling you to walk a...
Look it up in there.
No. I can't even do that.
Get it straight, man.
Walk out there in front of that truck. Oh, Lord. You go to Jesus much, much faster. That truck hits you.
Okay.
You end up with the dead folks waiting on Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, no? We can watch. Watch means keeping the word of God in your heart.
Yeah.
Always have Jesus on your mind.
Yes.
A prayer going all the time. When that person lies on you, keep a prayer going.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. You want to take her around the corner and shake her up a little bit.
Yes.
But if she keep on messing with you, I'm telling you right now, just say the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
You will scare her.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She was scared. The blood of Jesus against you, Satan. That's all it is. Just Satan inside of trying to vex you. You know, trying to make you mad. She's trying to make you miss what?
Miss the coming.
The coming of Christ.
Yeah.
That's Satan's job, to do everything. Get us all caught up with this world.
Yeah.
You know, everything. We forget about Jesus.
Yeah.
When you don't think about Jesus, not one time in the day, you better check yourself.
That's wrong.
Huh? I think about Jesus every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. He made it so easy for us to think on it. He gave us a prayer. He gave us a prayer that is so easy.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Easy. What's that prayer?
Our
prayer. Our prayer. The Lord, they say the Lord's prayer, but it's our prayer. What the Lord got to pray for? What do you got to pray for? It's the prayer He gave us to pray. But you know, but some of our preachers and teachers and stuff, they got to take it a little further. Jesus! Oh, Lord! Jesus! Touch my God, Jesus! I haven't found that in the Bible yet!
Amen.
Amen!
I ain't found that! We want to help people get saved, not scare them away. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Slob in the car, he was going to come to prayer line, spitting all over me. I ain't come up here to get spit on. I came up here for you to pray for me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, when you come up in a church, you learn. Huh? You follow, you see people do stuff, you be doing it too. Until the Lord gave you the revelation, I gave you a simple prayer. It's so simple. You can say it many times a day if you want to. Huh?
Amen.
That's time when we come together, we pray together. We're supposed to pray together. But man, I seen some stuff. I seen people, they it's like they're having a contest. Who can pray the loudest? Who can go the longest? Huh? Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I've been there. I've seen that. Today. Not yesterday. Today. They do that today. Yeah. Yeah. You know, just take your time. You know, actually, we acquire people. We peculiar people. Didn't the Bible say that?
Yes.
We quiet. And sometimes you could get over to somebody, you say a mild prayer to them, you know. And most of the, a lot of people don't stop coming to church because they don't think they put some brutal on me. My neck got whiplash after he got in. Woo, he gave me a whiplash. The preacher got to be careful today because they're coming through the church. Church, he gave me a whiplash, friend. I want $1 million. Yeah, shake your head off. Man, God gave us a prayer that is so simple. And you know, the devil will make you think, oh, that prayer ain't nothing. You say that prayer every day. That's fair enough. Yes, it is. It's the prayer that Jesus gave us to say. He didn't want all that hollering and carrying on, slobbering and hollering and fussing at you. What you fussing at me for? I hear you. You don't have to holler. I hear you. I'm not deaf. Oh, God. Ah, Jesus. Ah. Brother Joe, would you come and give the prayer off of the day? Come do the prayer. Jesus. Oh, Lord. No. We told you to pray, not preach. Pray. Silence. God, hear those people that's praying to him. Just thinking it. Huh? God, hear you. That's the prayer. He's just saying, watch. Huh?
Amen.
We're watching for the coming of Christ. We're watching for him to come any moment, happen any time. And when he comes, huh, he's going to come as a thief in the night. He's going to sneak on you. Peek-a-boo. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. I'm here. Thank you, Jesus. He said, let him that what? Revelation? Unjust?
Yes.
Let him, what?
That is unjust.
Let him
be unjust.
Still. And he
that is filthy, let him be filthy still.
And?
He that is righteous, let him be righteous still.
Yes.
And he that is holy,
let him
be holy still.
Say, let him
be holy still.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
Amen.
Other words, when Jesus comes,
you are what you are. What you do.
Too late. Huh? I want to be found righteous.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be found holy.
Yes.
I am so happy. I say this, you know, for my parents. I'm happy for my parents. Amen. Y'all just don't know how I am so happy for my parents,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
I didn't understand all the stuff that they was doing with me when I was coming up,
uh-huh.
You know, and stuff. But after a while, when I got 16, God saved me and filled me with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And as I grew in God, I see exactly why they was teaching me the Word of God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. God's Word is logical. Huh?
Amen.
His word
Amen.
Makes all the sense in the world.
Yes, it does.
And everybody that don't believe that Jesus is coming, and when he comes, he said, behold, I come quickly. Mm-hmm. We ain't going to have time to think.
Amen.
I don't want to think. Huh? I just want to be found holy, but said, righteous when he comes. And then the rest, beam me up, Jesus. All the things are going to go flying. It's going to happen.
Yes.
It's going to happen. It's going to be. It's a lot of stuff in the world that's got to be fulfilled. But it's very little. It's not much. It's almost all the prophecies and all the things that's in the Bible is being fulfilled.
Amen.
And just a little left. You know, he said all his word was going to go where? Before he come?
All nations.
All what?
Nations.
Everywhere.
Yes.
His word going to be everywhere. I'm not going to say ching long chong, you know. I did say it, huh? It's going to be in Mexico, China, Japan, Philippines, all over the world. They're going to hear about Jesus. They might say it in another language, but they're going to know. When the Word of God goes to every four corners of the earth, it's getting real close. It's getting real close. If you want to do a survey, a little survey, call China. Call somebody in China. Just put out a number. And ask them, have you heard about Jesus? If they say yes, okay. Check. Mm-hmm. Call Mexico, just find your number. Have you heard about Jesus? Yes, I know Jesus here. Go check. Huh? Call New Zealand. Find out what their language is now. Have you heard about Jesus? They say, yo, Jesus Christ from heaven? Yep, check. Huh? Keep on going. You want to try to do that? Go on the internet and find out. Have you heard about Jesus? They say, yeah. Just go all around the four corners of the earth. And if they say, yeah, you know what that means? Woo! Jesus is getting, he's getting that car ready, huh? You know how you warm up your car? You know how you warm your car up?
Yeah.
The car is getting warm. That's how close it's getting. Thank you, Jesus. He's getting that car ready. Come sit on it and shout. And the archangel's going to blow the trumpet. Huh? He's going to blow the trumpet. Trumpet should sound. That's what's going to wake the dead up. See, Jesus is going to shout because he said something in his word. He said, every knee is going to bow. Huh? Did he say that? Every tongue? Huh? Otherwise, when he said that, I mean, everybody on earth that's alive, even the dead, going to know that Jesus is the Almighty God. And they're going to know that Jesus kept his promise. I'm coming back to get my people out of the earth. Thank you, Jesus. And like I said, before I sit down, as we go up with Jesus on that cloud, huh? Venus is going to be still there.
Yeah.
The moon is going to be still there. Huh? All that is not going to be destroyed yet. Huh? And when we get on that cloud, Pastor, we're going to pass them off.
Yep, right past.
You know how them galaxies that they look into the scope and look at their stuff? We're going to, you know, there ain't no air out there. When we go out there with Jesus, we ain't going to need no air.
Hallelujah.
No air is going to be needed.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to pass by all those places.
Thank you.
And, we ain't got to the good stuff yet. Yeah, I just can't sit down. I'm sorry. We ain't got to the good stuff. Huh? Don't listen to him. Woo, thank you, Jesus. We ain't got to the good stuff. We passed by the big stars we've been looking at. And those, I say this all the time. Venus, Pluto, and the Big Dipper.
Yes.
Remember, you know, the Big Dipper? What's the other stars up there? We're gonna pass by them, almost touch them. We're going to pass them by, but that's just the start. Because we got a long journey.
Hallelujah.
I can say that. A long journey. You know why? If the journey wasn't going to be long, man, we try to fly to heaven, try to find out what Jesus is. They trying to do that already. Huh? See, the unmanned thing to heaven. It ain't going to work. It's going to be a long journey on the way to the good stuff. The good stuff is where? With Jesus. Huh? You on that cloud, that means you on your way to see your home.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, in heaven. I preach, this is my message.
Yeah.
This is the message the preacher should be preaching every day. The coming of Jesus.
Yeah.
And how it's going to be when we get there.
Yeah.
See, Jesus told us he was coming, right? But he told us that he was coming, right?
Yeah.
But he didn't tell you when.
Yeah.
He took it as far as told you where, how it's going to look when you get there. He told us that.
Amen.
Gold, huh?
Yeah. Streets of gold.
Pearly
gates.
Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. He told us that. But he didn't tell you when he come.
God bless you.